Siegel in the morning with Petch and Amy.
Checkered flag challenge going on strong at Eagle977.com. This weekend's race at Martinsville Speedway, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what happens with the checkered flag challenge. You check out Eagle977.com. You get your top five picks in. Which driver you think is going to kill it in NASCAR that weekend? But you have to get them in. There's a small catch. You have to get them in the correct order. So first through fifth place. Now, simple solution to that. You know there's going to be a Bush brother in there. Pick one. Yep. There's going to be a junior in there. Go ahead, pick one. Yeah,
yeah. There has to be a junior because it just seems to be. That seems to go hand in hand with that for some reason.
If you do get the most points each week, the top scoring player each week gets hooked up with a $25 gift card to Grotto's Pizza. So you could be looking at knowing that you're the winner for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And get $25 to Grotto's Pizza.
So you can go and cash that in, and then the following week when you watch more NASCAR, you can sit there with your big box of pizza. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Look at that Junior. Junior beat him. Virginia, get my smokes.
I love redneck Amy.
That's what I imagine every household that watches NASCAR is like.
Probably,
Virginia.
And he's probably nothing like
Shut
that.
Shut that damn dog up, Virginia. Try to watch NASCAR.
It's on TV. When it's on TV, though, it's on for hours because sometimes like, you flick through and
takes
it's
a
like,
lot to do 7,000 laps
all the same way.
like, people prepare for a marathon, it's 26 miles, right? How do you get geared up every week to do it? We're going to do this 17,000 times.
Yeah, like, where'd you find that like motivation?
Do they listen to music? I know that if you do go to NASCAR, you can hear, you can wear headphones, you can hear what the drivers are saying.
Yeah.
And I've had friends who go, say it's entertaining, actually. It's like, you know, you're right there with them. But
I think the tailgating will be fun. Like, but the other part of it, I don't really care too much.
Yeah, and they hurt a little bit last year at the, was it the last spring race or the fall race in Dover? It got rained out. Yeah. That was in the fall, right?
Yeah, they normally they have, just unfortunate, I guess. I don't know. They always seem to get one kind of rained out, whether it be the earlier one or the later one.
It always happens.
Yeah. But I know, like, I've been there.
It's God's will.
It's something. when my daughter Maisie was cheerleading, they used to have this thing, and lots of different organisations do this, where they get the parents roped in, and they get them, like, directing cars to park and stuff, and they get some money for doing that, which then gets ploughed back into the organisation.
That work for you?
I've done
the
it a few times.
Foreigner.
Oh, I've done it a few times, so it's kind of interesting.
Throw a beer can at you.
Pretty much.
Budweiser USA, even though it's made overseas now.
Now it's made in Belgium or somewhere.
All right, coming up. Disaster.
It was like Paulie.
It started out well.
It was like Paulie yesterday. I was in, who used to work here, and she works on our sister station. She's got some microwave meal, and it's like Indian curry. And then on the front of it, it's got like product of Canada. And I said, "What are you doing?"
It's the wrong way.
Like, what are you doing in Canadian curry? And she's like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Oh, I never saw that." So there you go. So Indian food comes from Canada. It's weird.